been nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried.
Broadcasting live from Studio E here down here in Central Florida, I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is November 6th, 2022. It's been a full week of news and sound bites and news that is being passed off as real news, much of which I would call the fake news. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles and provocative insight and share what you have learned. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Pretty easy to remember there. Our phone call and line number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. November 8th, Tuesday. Vote. Or don't vote, I guess. Remember the 8th of November. Spoke to you about these steps, the three steps to stealing an election. I can tell you three situations now where I see these steps are being made to steal an election here. Let's talk about those. Let's talk about Arizona. You've got Carrie Lake, overwhelmingly loved in the state of Arizona. This woman is loved, adored. She's saying everything right, and actually I truly believe that she means what she says. She wants to save the state of Arizona. She's tired of illegals. She wants to stop all this, all these free benefit programs coming here. She wants to stop anything with the illegals. She wants to put an end to it, and I agree with that. Her challenger, Katie Hobbs, she's relying on or using the same tactic that Joe Biden used. Stays in the basement, which is telling me there's a sign here. Election strategy to steal this election. Stay in the basement, sling some mud, and never debate Carrie Lake. And that's exactly what she's done. She will not. She never debated her. She had chances. She would not. What did she say? She is backing out. Says, no, I'm not going to debate somebody who is a conspiracy theorist who talks about stolen elections. I guess she's never saw 2,000 mules because the evidence is there. Yes, there is election fraud, voter fraud, ballot harvesting, all that. Yes. Yes. And we'll talk about that a little later. Down here in Florida, we have a whistleblower. Talk about that a little later here. Cynthia Harris. So, no, I'm not going to debate a conspiracy theorist. No, it's a reality theorist. It really did happen. We can prove it. Pings on the telephones. Yes, we knew exactly what was going on. We've proven that. Theft. Election fraud. So, I don't know, people. I'm not going to tell you to vote. I'm not going to tell you not to vote. I'm very disappointed. I don't like my vote being stolen. I don't like my vote being taken away. I don't like my vote being nullified. I get very angry. So let's talk about two states, the Arizona one here with Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs. Overwhelmingly, we should be looking at a landslide here. Carrie Lake, landslide, no doubt about it. But here's the strategy, and I talked about those three different strategies of how to steal the election. First one is you continue to have polling all the way up to the election. And with each poll, and this doesn't have to be scientific at all, it's a poll. Whose poll is it? Well, it's our poll. So what they do is they poll, and as they poll closer to the election, guess what happens? They narrow the gap. They narrow the gap between the competitors, the candidates. And now guess what? We're going into Tuesday, and it's neck and neck. Geez, is that how they do it? Yes, then when they steal it, nobody has to say, well, it was a close race. You know, she caught up somehow. She caught up. I don't know how she did it. She was in the basement. She didn't campaign. She didn't debate anybody, but she was in the basement. And somehow she just caught up and she overtook Carrie Lake. Number two, what do? You have no exit polling whatsoever. No exit polling is done. So nobody can verify. How did you vote? How did you vote? How did you vote? Geez, we got a whole bunch of them here that said, Carrie Lake, Carrie Lake, Carrie Lake. We didn't get one Katie Hobbs. We've asked 100 people. No Katie Hobbs. Huh. Asked 1,000 people. Oh, we found a loyalist in there somewhere. Katie Hobbs. But overall, you don't do any exit polling whatsoever. None. And number three is you have a computer glitch. You manufacture some computer glitch. Oh, somebody hacked into our system. Oh, I thought it was safe. I thought it was a safe system. Well, it was supposed to be. We don't know how they got in. They got in and messed around, and we lost votes. And we lost votes equally on both sides here. And so, but when we did our recounts, we found out Katie Hobbs won. Exactly. This is the three-step plan of how they steal an election. The three-step plan. Okay, let's talk about Michigan. You've got this Gretchen Whitmer, who's destroyed the state of Michigan, versus Tudor Dixon, who looks pretty good on paper. I'm not really a whole lot familiar with her, other than she's very attractive. Pretty attractive woman. But when you run your state into the ground, you've lost your manufacturing. You're considered one of the top runners for murder capital, the site of Chicago. Screening those honors with Lori Lightfoot there. And it's probably neck and neck between Chicago and Michigan, state of Michigan, probably probably Detroit. You've lost your manufacturing. The auto industry got hit so hard. If John Stadmiller were here, he would tell you, oh, I remember the days when I worked the assembly line. Had a pretty good job. I was a union guy. No longer so. Now they're being pushed into green, and nobody can afford a green car anyway, so this whole thing is ridiculous. But you can't destroy your state and then say, hey, people, put me back in. Give me another shot. Give me another shot here. I'll do good this time. It doesn't work that way. Quality of life has gone down. That's usually what affects people's decisions in voting. Quality of life. My life is not as good as I was. Much better when Donald Trump was president of the United States. And not that I'm a Trump fan. Don't get me wrong. He's got skeletons. No doubt about it. But you get a Democrat in office here, and we saw Democrats destroying their states across the nation, destroying their states, watching them burn, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, doing nothing. Yeah, well, Whitmer's is worthless. Worthless Whitmer. How about that? That sounds good. And there's no way that she should actually get in. But again, here's what they're doing. The polls are saying the gap is narrowing. It's close. It's neck and neck now. The three steps, stealing election. Then we go off to Pennsylvania and we talk about Dr. Wizard of Oz. I'm not a fan of this guy. I don't like him on TV as a doctor, a cardiac surgeon. I know all. Geez, I'd love to stack him up against Dr. Peter McCullough. I bet he'd be ripped to shreds. Dr. Peter McCullough's one sharp guy. I see Dr. Oz to be a showman. So he's up against the CVA-challenged John Fetterman. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad to watch that debate between Fetterman and Oz? Lights are on, and nobody's home. Poor guy. I mean, it takes a long time. When you have a serious stroke like that, a CVA, I mean, it just... It was pretty serious. You know, he's still answering questions from the debate right now. It's kind of floating around in his head. And then now he has an answer. Oh, it's a week and a half later. I have an answer. Where's the media? poor guy. They couldn't have done better. The Democrats couldn't have done better to find somebody else. I mean, I'm sorry. That's sad. That's sad. The big setup by his own party here to get out there. You're going to still win. You brain dead individual here. Do your best. You can still win against Dr. Oz. But nobody can beat the Oz. Nobody can beat the Oz. So again, November 8th. Remember the 8th of November. Your choice. I did get my little sample packet here of course, everybody who's running. I noticed on the last page here of all the courts and who the judges are. Do you want this person back in the judicial system here? Do you want them back in? And we had to do a little homework because it's interesting. There's no political affiliation next to these individuals. It's simply saying they're running for a candidate to be a candidate or their incumbent wanting to get back in. So I had to take the old phone here and the smartphone and do a little search on every individual here that's up for election or re-election and to figure out who they are. Don't know much about them. I don't. But I know anybody who's been recommended or appointed by Governor Ron Scott, well, then he's a Republican, so yeah, that's good. I can live with that. Or appointed or recommended by Rick Scott, Republican Rick Scott, then I'd say, well, he's a Republican. He's not going to push a Democrat in there. Not going to be stupid enough to do that. So that's how I figured it out. Other than that, I'm going pretty much a straight ticket. And I think that's what you have to do, unfortunately, across the nation here. I mean, it's a no-brainer in some of these states. Your states are getting killed, hammered with their illegals. The cost of illegals, everything you can think of, disease, crime, inflation out of control. Those are the things that drive an election because they change your quality of life, your standard of living. Nobody gives a damn, really. I mean, seriously, it's pretty far down on the totem pole here. This whole abortion issue of Roe versus Wade is pretty far down there. You want to eat, you want to take care of your family, you want to make your house payment, your car payment, you want a job. Those are all very important things here. That's important too, but you know what? I don't have a job. I can't have my quality life. Junior has to come home from college and work at the Burger King, and no college for you. And we sell the house, and we move into a mobile home. Quality of life has changed drastically. That is what's important to a voter. This whole thing of Roe versus Wade is really, really far down there. It's important, but it's not the most important thing right now. It's surviving. Surviving inflammation. That's what it feels like. Inflation, inflammation. It's surviving inflation. It's out of control. It's getting higher and higher, more things taking out of circulation. I saw now that cheese, there's a problem with listeria breaking out in cheese. Cheese, I love cheese. It's a nice source of protein. Again, another protein source being removed from us. And, we need protein to survive. We need protein for our immune system. You need adequate protein. And now what? Cheese is gone. Next is probably going to be yogurt, sour cream. I don't know what's going wrong, but everything protein-wise, it seems to be it's contaminated. It's tainted. Something going on with our protein. I've never seen so many things go bad so fast. One after the other. Here's another one. It's gone. This is gone. This is gone. Turkey? What is turkey? $1.69 a pound right now, if you can find a turkey. $1.69 a pound. I remember paying 89 cents a pound. I remember paying 59 cents. We had so many turkeys. It was an easy, nice meal, dinner. Now we have, everybody has a turkey. Well, we got Thanksgiving coming up, our next eating holiday, and that's pretty much what I call it. It's an eating holiday. Freedom. Thankful for what? I'm alive. I don't have much money anymore. I'm hungry. I'm spending a lot of money on fuel. I'm spending a lot of money on food just to survive here. I'm going through my income, my savings. We all like to think everybody has a little savings, a nest egg. Some people have more than others. The stock market's getting a hit. Boom. Where's the money going? There's a transfer of wealth in this country. Where is the money going? Well, we're taking it away from you, the middle class, and we're going to give it to these people over here. We'll share it with the illegals, and we'll share it with the elite. Pretty much what's happening. They're killing off the middle class. Killing off the middle class. So there's your three states right there that I think you were going to see. If they flip, I have no knowledge of what the outcome is going to be if Arizona is stolen. Everybody I've talked to, we got family in Arizona. Oh my God, Carrie Lake is loved. If this thing is stolen, oh, I guess you might have to call it the National Guard, because I just don't see people from Arizona standing for this. I don't see that to happen. I really don't. Same goes for Michigan and Pennsylvania here. Pennsylvania is a stronghold for Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump's been doing his little rallies when he was in Pennsylvania stumping for Dr. Oz yesterday and Saturday, and today he's in Miami, Florida. He's loved by him, Miami. Oh, the Cubans love him. The Mexicans love him. Everybody loves him in the state of Florida. So he's stumping for Marco Rubio against Val Demings. Radical Democrat Val Demings. Terrible, her policies. Terrible policies. They're for illegals, they're for everybody else but the citizen. Not a good thing. I'm pretty happy right now, lifestyle. It's, you know, other than the inflation issue with the fuel and the food, cost of food, jobs are there. But when you're not getting any raises. We're not getting raises. But many of us have jobs, but we're not getting raises. So, again, chipping away at what you make and you earn, and you're thinking, well, I just spent $300 more, $400 more this month for food, another $200 more maybe for fuel. So that's, $600 out of my paycheck. So that's not good, because I didn't get a raise. Nobody's getting a raise over this stuff. Well, I heard a funny story the other day. I love a good story. You love a good story? I love a good story. You might have heard this already, this story, and I'm going to give you a little recap, just a little recap here, because I think it's fun. A homeless guy, a nudist, walked from Berkeley in his underwear to Pacific Heights in San Francisco carrying a hammer. No one calls to report his odd behavior. He reaches the home of Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, climbs over the wall that is surrounding the mansion like James Bond, undetected. Nobody saw him. Nobody's watching the camera. He avoids the camera, surveillance, and security personnel. He then walked through an unlocked sliding glass door into the mansion. Our commercial break. We're going to get back to this very funny story I heard the other day. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Relaxing music from Richard Elliott from his CD called Jumping Off. Hope you enjoy that. So let's get back to this funny story I heard the other day. We'll start where I left off here. So this individual climbs over the security wall that is surrounding the mansion here like a James Bond, undetected. He avoids the camera surveillance and the security personnel. He then walked through an unlocked sliding glass door into the mansion. The owner of that mansion, his name happens to be Paul Pelosi, evidently calls 911. The officers, unaware of the 911 call, decide to stop by and do a wellness check. Yes, let's stop and check this guy out here. Let's do a wellness check on Paul Pelosi. I have no idea why they would do that, but that's the story. Let's check on the speaker's mansion here. So they ring the bell, and the 82-year-old answers. He is in his underwear. He's in his underwear at 2 a.m. in the morning. The friend, who calls him a friend, he's an intruder, but he's a friend, is also in his underwear at 2 a.m. in the morning. This is really, really funny stuff. No tipping off by the 82-year-old to the officers that an unwanted visitor is in the house. The supposed unwanted visitor then decides to take a hammer out at that precise time in the presence of the officers and whack the speaker of the house, his husband, in the head. The officers take into custody the half-naked homeless man into custody. The 82-year-old is taken to the hospital and directly into surgery for a critical head injury. Well, you get hit in the head with a hammer. Yeah, it kind of happens. We find out that the half-naked homeless man is an illegal and he is a male prostitute. 2 a.m., two guys in their underwear. Okay. I think Elon Musk may be onto something here. The homeowner is in his underwear and the homeless man is in his underwear. That's just, there's something going on here. Yeah. So we find out again, he's illegal. He's in the sanctuary state of California, male prostitute. Word has it that this actual individual, this intruder, a friend, was also a passenger when Paul Pelosi was pulled over in Napa Valley for being drunk. Do you remember that a while back? Yeah. Got that little slap on the wrist here. Don't do it again. So the Speaker of the House's husband is released from the hospital on Friday. November 4th, after being bludgeoned by a hammer on October 28th. 8 days in the hospital. This doesn't work. I've been in ICU for 30 years, people. Critical head care, head wounds, closed head injury wounds, or open wounds are serious, especially if you go to surgery and you're 82 years old. They usually don't do very well. 82 years old, smacked in the head with a hammer, you don't typically do well. You're on a ventilator, we can't get you off the ventilator, you get pneumonia, you get sepsis, you go into ARDS, adult respiratory distress syndrome, your organs start to shut down, your system start to shut down, and you die. Not this guy, 82-year-old, smacked in the head with a hammer, goes into surgery, comes home 8 days later. That's not the real world that I live in. I think some doctors were paid off to create a story. Because this thing from top to bottom is, if there's a word fitting for this, from top to bottom, this whole thing is unbelievable. There's a word I've never really used myself, but it's called cockamamie. It's a cockamamie story. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. From start to finish. Nothing makes sense on this. There's no way this is true. There's something else going on here. There's an agenda here. Or did we just interrupt two homosexuals that had a little falling out, maybe over how much money to give him? Now let's talk about the Pelosi's here. The combined wealth of the Pelosi's is just under $500 million. I've seen this home. I've seen the mansion. I've seen the huge wall around their mansion. Cameras. Top notch. The best. Well, we're talking about the Speaker of the House here. People hate her. All very purposeful, but they hate this woman. They had a problem about a year or two ago with homeless people defecating outside their wall. Oh, they had camera footage of that. We got to do something about this. We got to hire some guards. We've had some threats. Where's the video footage from those surveillance cameras of this guy hiking over the wall? And your sliding glass door, just, you didn't lock it tonight. We don't need to. We got surveillance. We've got armed bodyguards. Where's the footage? Oh, the guy watching the camera. He wasn't watching that time. Does it sound a little bit like the Jeff Epstein thing? The cameras don't work. Everybody's not doing their job. Pretty amazing. I'll tell you what, if I ever thought my life was being threatened and I had this many problems, people hating me, I would have the best of security and guards. They'd be doing their jobs or they get fired. So there's a lot of stuff just not making sense. And the question is, why now? Right before the midterm elections. What is going on here? Or did we just stumble on a two little homos that just had a problem with how much to be paid. This is cockamamie. Cockamamie, ridiculous, unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This funny story I heard the other day, and you heard it also, is cockamamie. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. And that's exactly what it is. It's the timing of it is very interesting to me. So close to the election. What, empathy? Poor Democrats. I feel bad for you. We're going to vote for you. I mean, just doesn't quite make sense. Or, again, did we just stumble on to a closet homosexual? Maybe he's bisexual. If you look at Nancy Pelosi, and you had to jump on that. I mean, think about it. Would you really? No. But on the other hand, I wouldn't be on the other guy either. So I just find another woman. It's pretty sickening. I don't know what's going on here, but it is an unbelievable story. It is a great story, but it is unbelievable. It's a story, all right. Like I said, my father and my grandfather would use the word cockamamie, unbelievable, ridiculous. As far as the medical side of it here, I can tell you from my experience here, I get, like I said, again, an 82-year-old does not do well getting smashed in the head with a hammer, closed head injury, or it's an open wound. No, they don't do well. Usually you have skull fractures. We have either a subdural bleed, or if it's even worse than that, it's an epidural bleed. And they come back from the operating room with a ventricular ostomy in their brain. Just outside their brain here to relieve the pressure from the brain itself, because brain tissue, if you do not do so, the blood will force the brain over to the side here against the skull wall here, and you're going to have brain death. Pretty much what happens. So this 82-year-old gets smacked in the head with a hammer, and 8 days later, he's come back. He's back home. No press conferences. We have not heard him speak. We haven't heard anything about it. It's almost like the cover-up of Hunter Biden's laptop here. I think we have the same people that are involved with this cover-up who continue to find new stories to add to the story, which is the key sign of what? You're being lied to, right? Story continues to change and mutate and change. It's not facts. It's simply, well, we forgot to add this. Oh, we forgot to tell you about this. Oh, some new evidence. Oh, we forgot to mention that. Again, another story, a cockamamie story, unbelievable, ridiculous story, not to believe from top to bottom here. But again, in my ICU experience, 82-year-olds who get smacked in the head with a hammer don't do well. They don't. They have the drain in the head, and they don't do well. They actually, I'd say survivability in that situation, 82-year-old, probably has some other underlying health problems we don't know about. It all comes into effect pretty fast once you get smacked in the head and you're on a ventilator. Everything kind of starts to go bad, whether it's system by system or maybe a skin integrity problem or an abscess or a decubitus, which goes septic. It never goes well. So I'm not buying the whole story of smacked in the head and 8 days later you're back home and things are okay now. Things are okay. It's good. Not buying it. Yeah, I think these are the same people that have been working with the Bidens to keep Hunter Biden out of trouble here. The same kind of people. Protect Pelosi. What else is going on? Let's talk a little bit about this Democrat whistleblower here. This is all pretty interesting stuff here. The name is from Orlando. She's from Orlando. Her name is Cynthia Harris. Evidently, we are hearing about it now because the system was used to cheat her in favor of another Democrat. They decided over her. Other than that, we probably would never, ever hear about it, but she's known about it for a long time, and she says it's been going on forever. Oh, they've been cheating in elections forever. But had they cheated on the side of her to win, then she probably wouldn't have said anything at all. So I don't know how to answer that one. You're only being honest because you were cheated, not because you had a conscience and the system is tainted, is corrupt, and you believe in the Constitution, and the only democratic principle that we have is voting, and you want to bring honesty and integrity to it, that a vote really counts and it matters. But you're only bringing this to our attention right now because what? You got cheated, right? You got cheated for another Democrat they decided they liked better than you. Maybe somebody that can control better than you. So we're hearing about the ballot harvesting scheme down here in Florida. Florida opens up a criminal probe. They're looking into this. She sounds very credible. She signed the affidavit, and she says, I will testify. Should have added her to the 2,000 mules, but wait a minute. She's on the other side, though, now. Again, we probably would never hear about this whole situation had they not cheated her. She was a little disgruntled. They cheated against me. It's not so much the cheating, it's that they cheated against her, and that's pretty sad. So we'll see. I remember doing for 2020, John and I doing the coverage that night for the election, and we saw the steal happen right before our eyes. I think right around 8 o'clock my time, I remember I said, geez, John, did you just see that? After commercial break, did you see the flip? Trump was up this much, and now they've inversed it. They flipped it. Yeah. I don't know if anybody's going to do a Tuesday show the blow-by-blow here on the election state-by-state, especially the main states that we definitely need to flip, get out of Democratic control here. But I don't know. I still wonder if we're being set up with stealing the elections, if things are stolen, pushing the MAGA group, the supporters, over the edge to become violent. So they're not a violent group, but a man who's pushed into the corner, even the educated man who's pushed too far, can lash out and become violent. It's possible. In that case, then we're looking at, calling out National Guard. We're calling out UN peacekeepers, the whole thing. And then it'll all make perfect sense of why there's a big, giant fence going around the White House, because this is the way it's been set up to bring martial law and to keep these people in power forever. If that happens, that is the day. The Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights dies. It's gone. It's all gone. So I don't know. This could be the big setup. I know down here in Florida, Ron DeSantis is going to have a landslide against Charlie Crist. No doubt about it. Landslide. If it's not a landslide and stolen, there you go. Because you can't find anybody. If you do an exit poll, you can't find anybody who's going to go along with Charlie Crist. Charlie Crist is side by side with Joe Biden all the way on all his policies, everything he's doing, which is destroying this country. Who in their right mind would be voting for a guy that's causing damage to your state? Who in their right mind would say, you know what? I'm voting for this guy. They're doing such a stellar job. I'm going to vote Democrat. Even an honest Democrat, if there are any honest Democrats out there, I don't know. I know people who are fanatical about their parties. I'd have to say fanatical more so on the side of the Democrats. I've never met a Republican fanatic. I never have. I swear I never have. I've met lots of Democrats or fanatics, and they simply hate Republicans. They think they're evil people. They think they're all elites. And I had a roommate who thought this way. I don't know why she liked me. We were friends. But I was never really a Republican. I got off that bandwagon long ago. I became an independent. And I'm staying that way. Because I can call it fair and square the way I see it. The better man, I choose a better man. Have I seen a better man on the side of the Democrats? No, I have not. I really can't find anybody as a Democrat in Congress to say, you know what? He's not so bad. They all seem to be lumped together. That's one thing I got to say about the Democrats. They all side with each other. Here's the agenda. Nobody goes against the agenda, whether it's a bad agenda or not. We are all one, and we all walk in step for the agenda. Except one person. She denounced the Democrats. She didn't go far enough with denouncing the Democrats, but Tulsi Gabbard did. Has now decided to become an independent, and good for her. Good for her. Now, the January 6th Commission has decided not to release their findings of their kangaroo court investigation. The whole thing was illegal from day one. The Department of Justice found no justification, no reason to charge Donald Trump with insurrection or any crime. He committed no crime. The actual Capitol riots happened minutes before Donald Trump even said, let's go to the Capitol and make our voices be heard. There's no insurrection in those words. There's none. None whatsoever. You cannot twist those words around to say, go into the Capitol. And forget about Ray Epps. We can't forget about Ray Epps. Ray Epps on the bullhorn telling the rioters to, we must enter the Capitol. We must enter the Capitol. Fed. We must enter the Capitol. This guy, where is he? He's on his ranch. Nobody seems to want to talk about him. He's an FBI informant. He's one of the FBI people there, the provocateurs that were put in place. This whole thing was set up from day one. I told John, we were talking on the drive up to Washington. We were talking back and forth. I said, John, they're going to set this thing up. They're going to do something. They're going to do a false flag. Something's going to happen. Don't get yourself caught up in this stuff. Be far away from it. Document it. Tell us a good story of what happened, what you saw. Talk to a lot of people, interview people, but don't get caught up in the hype. They're going to do something, false flag. You're going to get yourself in jail. He said, yeah, I think they are going to set something off. They're going to do some false flag. Exactly what they did. D.C. police, yeah, come on in. FBI, come on in. We'll put the guards down here. Come on in. Yeah. Here's a little map. Here's Pelosi's office. Yeah, here's some more offices here. You want to go over here? Whatever. That's fine. All set up. All set up to finger Donald Trump for something he actually didn't do. You can't twist these words. Make your way to the Capitol. Make your voices be heard. Democracy. Peaceful demonstrations. Unlike the Democrats with Antifa and BLM burning down cities, the summer of love. Let's burn some cities down. Let's loot. Let's destroy business here. Let's defund the police. Years and years ago, I remember there was a time John and I were talking. I think Ron was part of the conversation. And John was making kind of fun light of, I think it was New York City, the gangbangers throwing water on police officers. And I said, now, this is a test. This is just a test to see if they can set police off. This is not love. You know, this is not just having fun like a little kid's water fight. This is pushing buttons. This is to see if they can maybe get this thing kicked off here and have something happen, an incident happen here. Maybe a cop gets angry and he loses his cool and he pulls out a nightstick and smacks up somebody upside the head here. And now we got reason what to have riots because what? Police officer defended himself over a glass of water that was dumped on him. Is that a reason to smack somebody upside the head with a nightstick? I think maybe so. I don't know. If I'm a police officer, somebody starts dumping water on me and appears to be threatening, I might just pull my nightstick out and give them a nice little smack. Let them know who's boss. You back off. I think this is all staged. And this was a test to see how far law enforcement would go with enforcing laws and personal against person, you know, trespasses. It was just trying to see how far we can push this here. Maybe we can push them a little harder. Maybe some violence will happen here and then we can kick this thing off. I think there might have been something to that. That was years ago, way before we had the George Floyd. But I think that was testing the waters to see if they could set police off, you know, push them in the direction of that they defend themselves and somebody makes an issue. Well, it's just water. It's just water. Something to think about. Stay tuned. More to come.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Back. Sorry about this. I was on my Word document here, looking at a document here, and I was not on my chat for Skype to see that I had a caller waiting. I apologize for that, Andy in Texas. So I'll get back to my rant on the January 6th committee here after we finish up with Andy. So Andy, welcome to the show. Sorry about that.
No, that's fantastic, because I had you right in my ear the whole time, so I was listening to a wonderful show you got it going on. You went okay. through so much, but I want to jump back to the Pelosi thing, if you don't mind.
the most unbelievable cockamamie story? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so that's right. That's the reason I want to talk about it.
Because... All right, what you got? What you got? What you got for me?
Okay. So, first off, who broke this story and who was allowed to break this story? These are protected people. So yeah. Is there a reason they broke this story? And the weirdness of it, the underwear, the yeah. broken window, you know, from the inside out. That's the story that got out. But we do see some benefit in it. This gives Pelosi a way out of Congress if she should get booted out right now, because I got to take care of my husband. He's, you know,
I thought about that. La, I thought la, about la, that, la. But But this whole thing released in 8 days with a head injury from a hammer. 82-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like I said, 82-year-olds don't do well with a hammer to the head. They don't do well.
Absolutely, and he had a fractured skull, so they reported.
God, yeah.
But now here's another thing. So once it did break, what did the mainstream media run with? The first story that was told. It was a white supremacist and the
white supremacist, a MAGA supporter. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So now listen, if one person sees it that one time and never sees any more about the story, the brief person, you know, just catching that story, and they never watch the news hardly again to even see if the story's been updated, whatever, that thing's going to stick in your head. We already got him out there saying the white supremacists are the worst enemies. So that's just another nudge right there in his point to get us to not like white people again. And then he's already had that little speech that he did where he said MAGA people are bad. Not all Republicans are bad, but the MAGA, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't get it verbatim.
Here's the flaw of that. Here's the flaw of that story here is that, here, Pelosi's a Democrat. Democrats and Republicans don't see eye to eye. They don't hang out together. They're not friends. So if this guy's an associate, a friend of Paul Pelosi, and I think there's a more than just a friendship there. I think there's something else going on there.
Speculate.
Well, this guy's a Democrat, too. He's an illegal. He's here illegally here. He's getting benefits, whatever. Those are all Democratic principles, essentially here. He's not a Republican. There's no way to tie him in with MAGA, Republican, white supremacist. He's a Democrat all the way. He's hanging out with Paul Pelosi, who's a Democrat also. So making that change over to saying, well, he's a white supremacist, he's probably a MAGA person, it doesn't stick. It doesn't stick.
Well, they did it the other way, though. They came out. I mean, I'm going by Biden and the news. The media flippin' story was he was a white supremacist. That's the story that stuck in the person who barely saw it. Then they came back and said he's an illegal alien and he's sitting there.
Andy, hold that thought. We'll bring you into the second hour. Second hour coming up, right. Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins here on a Sunday night. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.